Now, two new retirements of priests in the Diocese of Kerry means that there will be two new parishes without parish priests. The list is made public every June, or every July, I should say, and the retirements will take effect on the 19th of July. The two priests are Father Dennis O'Mahony, parish priest of Abbeydorney, and Father Martin Sheehan, parish priest of Adrigal. And what that means is Father Gerry Keane will move from Iries to be the parish priest of Abbeydorney, and Father John Kerran to Sis to be the parish priest in Iries. Following the transfer of Father John Kerran to parish priest to Sis, the parish priest will be served by a priest of the Kenmare pastoral area, with Father Niall Howard as moderator, and Father Martin Sheehan, retiring priest of Adrigal, the parish of Adrigal, will be served by the priest of the Beara pastoral area, with Father Noel Spring as moderator. So Abbeydorney is getting a parish priest replacement, but Adrigal and Two Sist, apologies, are the ones to lose out in relation to that. That's in the Beara Peninsula. And this will also have an impact on the weekend masses in these areas. And commenting on the changes, the Bishop of Kerry, Ray Brown, said, "With the two retirements, we now will have two more parishes served by the priests of their pastoral areas. This causes change and adjustment in the lives of both clergy and people, especially parish staff and volunteers in all the parishes of those pastoral areas. It involves an extra workload on the priests. I deeply appreciate the willingness of all to do this. It's important to remember that not only are some parishes without a resident priest, but all priests are no longer full-time in their own parishes due to their commitments in the parishes without a resident priest. And I think the number now is up to 13 areas without a resident priest. I fully understand that people are saddened by our constant adjusting to fewer and fewer priests. Be aware this is happening in every diocese in Ireland, Great Britain, and in most Western countries. One of the most visible results of these appointments is a change in the number and times of weekend masses in the parishes of the pastoral areas. Unfortunately, in some situations, people will have less choice of masses. It will require extra effort and sacrifice for people to gather with their community for Sunday vigil morning mass. I compliment all the people in the church areas for the way they have recovered post-COVID in terms of attendance at Mass and the return of choirs, altar servers, readers, ministers of the Eucharist, and those involved with the sacred space. We are all conscious that Mass is but a truly privileged time in God's company and our most important expression of being one family under God and our Father. I encourage families to reflect on the question, how often in these summer months of July and August will we, adults and children, gather with our community for Sunday Mass? What time in each Sunday will we serve and will we give to God?" So there you go. That's the parish of Adrigal and the parish of Two Sist to be without resident priests following these changes, which will take effect on Wednesday, the 19th of July. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Independent Councillor in the Kenmare area, Dan McCarthy. Councillor McCarthy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, this is obviously disappointing news for the people of the parish of Two Sist.
It's very disappointing for the people of Two Sist. I suppose Father John had been there for the last 8 years, and I suppose he's highly acclaimed by each and every parishioner well beyond the Two Sist parish. And I suppose it's an awful loss to the people of Two Sist that they won't have a parish priest anymore. The parish, is 23 miles long. So it's a long enough parish to serve without having to come from Kinmare or Glengarriff now to look after it. Like, and I suppose the priest was a central part of each parish. As if there's a death in the family, the priest is nearly the first to be contacted. If there's a birth in the family, the priest has to be contacted. Or if there's a marriage, the priest is a very important part of the community of any parish. And it is very sad to see that that Two Sist and again Abergall are being left without priests. But it just shows the amount of people that are taking up religion as their way of life. And don't know, I suppose giving 7 years of training to be a priest, there's a lot of ups and downs before we get out the other side of 7 years. So there's not that many going for it anymore.
Yeah, there certainly isn't, and that's part of the problem. This is this started back in 2011. Then, in terms of the first parish to lose a priest in Kerry, was 2011. 20% plus now, maybe 22-23% of parishes in diocese now don't have their own priest. And a point made by the bishop as well, it's not just the actual parishes who don't have a resident priest. It's now the pressure it puts on all priests in other parishes. So they have to serve a wider area, which means effectively a reduction in service in every parish in the county, because they're more stretched.
Like there was, in our days growing up, there was three priests in Kinmare Parish alone, and there was one in Kilgarvan and one in Tuasisht, and in the local area, one in Sneem. Like, there's three priests covering the whole area, you know. And like there's masses being cut in every parish, and the distance that the priests have to travel, and like if there's two or three funerals and trying to get it organized to what time masses will be, and like 'tis extreme pressure on the priests we have, and thank God we still have a few priests left, but like they're coming under immense, and like the age bracket, they're all not saying anything, but they're all moving up in the years, like us all. That the younger priests aren't there, like, and like I think you'll see a situation where you'll have a priest saying mass maybe in Kinmare, and it being live streamed to a system going on, and like the pastoral people that are looking after the churches and doing the collections and things, that the mass will be carried on the same way as normal, only that will be live streamed from one central church, because it's coming to a stage, you know, like that the distance say from Kinmare.
Okay, I think we might have lost Councillor Dan McCarthy. Dan, are you with us?
I'm still here, John.
Yes, you were talking with the listeners. Just on that point, finally, are we marching here, unfortunately, because of the lack of vocations and of the priests, towards a situation whereby in a number of years' time, and I don't know how many, you will just have priests in the more built-up urban areas of the county?
Yes, and I don't have the other churches, and that the clerical people that have worked in the churches and run the pastoral work for the church, that they'll be able to carry out the mass and give out communion, and then doing the rest of the bits and pieces. But like, I suppose there have to be changes in the church, or if they won't, like, we won't have the priest to come.
It's only going one direction unless there's radical change.
Unless there's radical change, and like, I suppose I'll be critical, and I suppose there'll be people will say I'm wrong, but maybe the time have come to say, look, let the priest get married and let them have families, and like being a priest is not an easy job on your own. I think to be, like, I know that they put a lot of work into, but tis a lonesome life to be. You know, you're called in when you're needed, and you know it's not an easy task either. Like, but you know. God bless the people that are at it. They're giving great service to the people, and you know that it's just coming to a stage that there's enough of them there. Like, and maybe the day have come that they should let priests get married. That's, you know.
That's your view. Okay, Dan. Listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for your view on that. What do you make of that call, Councillor Dan McCarthy, calling for the church to enact radical change because of the losses of priests for particular areas? Two more parishes: the parish of Adrigal, in the Diocese of Kerry, and also the parish of Tuasisht, will now be without a resident priest because of two retirements. And it's telling only one story, I suppose, in terms of the loss of the number of priests. And it's only thanks to an ordination of a priest in Killarney. It's Father Mark Moriarty, Killarney man, going to be ordained, that there wouldn't be three areas without priests.